Page 7, Relentless Optimism Revisited by Judy Wilkinson. I did a lot of personal growth work in the 1980s, and one of the concepts I learned which helps me today is the notion that when there are clouds above and all seems gloomy, the sun is really still there. We just can't see or feel it. Recently, I've been deep in the clouds. When I fear I've led our membership, who elected me to lead CCB into a brighter future, down a path to ruin. When I fear I will preside over the demise of the CCB. When I get lots of hostile emails or folks commenting why they would give money to CCB since all it does is misspend it. When I think of taking on yet more responsibilities as CCB CEO, I think, well, I'm a volunteer, just like everyone else, and I'm not having any fun right now. I think of turning 75 in January with relatively few years ahead of me, symphonies and string quartets to study, theater to attend, writing projects beckoning, friends whom I've neglected, a husband who'd like us to have more time to do things together, because frankly, though the job isn't full-time every week, at the end of so many days, I'm just too damn tired with no energy to do anything. But the sun has begun to shine in my universe. Many emails from members contained kind, caring, supportive messages. Our phenomenal board stands ready to support me and the organization in any possible way. I have suggested, and the board has approved, formation of what Gabe Griffith, first vice president, brilliantly coined the Phoenix Committee to help CCB rise from the ashes. And those asked to serve have, yes, eagerly taken on the challenge. It is so heartening that individual members are ready to step forward to help. We are already implementing cost-cutting measures, moving forward with our Dining in the Dark fundraiser to be held on May 2nd. And by the time you read this, you will hopefully have received CCB's fundraising appeal letter. We are implementing the Energy Upgrade California grant to inform those who are blind, low vision, seniors, low income about better time use of their utilities that will save them money. Dwayne Poole has contracted with us for the next year to spread the word. Moving forward from the back burner, I am pursuing the folks at On the MUV, hoping to begin a CCB business selling the seated mini treadmill. Another concept that helps me still is the notion that when you're up to your ass in alligators, it's hard to remember your purpose was to drain the swamp. In other words, it's easy to get lost in the weeds and forget the larger picture. The biggest picture is, of course, our mission, to increase the independence and equality for all Californians who are blind or low vision. Though we've ended our contract with them, and it looks as if we've spent thousands of dollars for nothing, our work with DSI resulted in a wonderful case for support document that we can adapt in numerous ways to promote CCB. With their help, we have identified 4 ongoing statewide projects to further our mission. Finally, I want to take this opportunity to formally thank our former CEO, Paul Shane, for everything he has done for the CCB in the last 2 years. Paul's legacy is vast. He has moved the CCB toward becoming a modern, 21st century nonprofit organization. We have our case for support. Various policies in place. Our volunteer hours program. Various fundraising ideas, such as our annual letter of appeal, as well as our benchmark Dining in the Dark. His last success was to gain our Energy Upgrade California grant. But almost as important, Paul didn't know when... a blind person when he joined us, and he has become a passionate advocate for people who are blind and low vision. We have no greater champion than Paul, and he will continue to promote the CCB as a consultant for a few days during December and January, and we will have a staunch friend far into the future. As we begin our 85th year, the theme we have adopted for our convention, Survive and Thrive at 85, should be our guiding star. Can we do it? Working together? Yes, we can.